Welcome to Tunes, right here on the Trending Topics Network. My name is Brian, in case you didn't know. This week we were very happy to host the hosts of the Spanish Announce Table, also a Trending Topics Network presentation. However, as Skype, in all of its wisdom and glory and technical prowess, does not like to record a phone call that includes both a Skype call, a direct Skype call, and a landline call. So we did have some audio issues in the beginning and towards the end of the show. However, Captain Awesome and T-Mac actually stepped up and recorded the latter portion of the show. Due to that, we have some flow issues in this episode. However, if you're able to ignore that, it's actually a great episode. They're two great guys. We're happy to bring this to you. We wish it could have been done the way we actually had it planned. However, we did the best with what we could do. So be sure to tune in until the very end of the show, because we do have a special exclusive clip involving a prediction that was actually made on episode 68 of the Spanish Announce Table, and that you will not want to miss. So my name is Brian, and this is Tunes, right here on the Trending Topics Network.
Right here on the Trending Topics Network, and brought to you by TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. We are here on Thursday night this week. Alongside me is my co-host, Brian. And Brian, I got one question for you, and it's very pertinent. Are we recording?
We are 44 seconds into recording.
This is verified.
According to my little label thingy, we are recording. I'm actually performing my job as I'm supposed to be doing this week.
Wouldn't be doing if I didn't ask.
Yeah, that last week was a disaster because we ended up, if you didn't listen last week, why the hell not? But I went for we had a 20-minute, 22-minute conversation, something like that, before I realized, oh, hey, I never hit the button, dumbass. So, that was an adventure. So we still haven't heard from the NSA, haven't had anybody tweet us that they actually put in a Freedom of Information Act request from the NSA to try to get that last 20 minutes of tunes, but we're here and we're recording for real this time.
Yeah, I imagine it has something to do with the conspiracy theory. I go back and listen. You'll understand.
Yeah. Yeah, either way, we got a big weekend ahead of us here. We're going to call it the weekend because it's actually going up tonight, and tomorrow will be the start of a weekend. 3-day weekend for me, at least. My union is stupid, and they make Veterans Day be like a Friday holiday instead of like the actual day, which is kind of a bonehead move, but apparently.
Yeah, not pretty smooth.
Yeah. Whatever.
I guess I can see both sides of it.
Yeah, either way. You still there?
All right.
Okay.
Just always.
It's making weird. It's making weird noises on my end. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Well, anyways, speaking of. You popped a good question today to me, and that is it too early for Christmas music? Because, ironically enough, today at 10 a.m. at work, the station we listen to changed the Christmas music and never changed back. So Christmas music was in effect already. You're on 102.5 KETK in St. Louis.
So, yeah, I'm sick and tired of Christmas music already, and I kind of want to get the opinion of our guests, because we have some huge guests lined up. And we've already got them on the line, and they're sitting there waiting patiently. And I know that that's not one of our guests' actual strengths. So let's just bring them on the line and get their opinion. Are they tired of Christmas music and all that other fun stuff? So joining us on the line right now, the host of the Spanish Announce Table podcast, which deals with something called professional wrestling, are Captain Awesome and the other guy, T-Mac.
I was actually just laughing the other day because I was talking to some people at work, and I'm like, you know what? It's almost wintertime. We had our first snow, actually, today. And I was like, I feel kind of bad because my kids are growing up in the flatlands of Ohio. I don't know how flat Kansas is.
Oh, it's real flat.
It's flat like a white woman's ass.
It, especially if you, the more west you go, the flatter it gets.
Oh, my God. It is horrible. There's like an hour stretch before you get to Colorado that's in Kansas.
Oh, yeah, western Kansas.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah. Eastern Colorado's pretty bad, too, though.
I'd rather watch a Hornswoggle match than drive through that part
of
Kansas.
Yeah, I'd rather watch a Great Collie Hornswoggle Marathon.
Yeah. I'd rather.
I was just coming to work last night, though, because Ohio, compared to Pennsylvania, where I grew up, is really flat. Mm. And I was like, my kids at 9 and 12 have not experienced the joy of sled riding down a big-ass hill.
Oh, you got to.
So it's like, then I come out from work, like, and there's snow. It's snowing, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, that's so funny, because I literally just mentioned it last night. And then it's snowing. It hasn't really laid yet, but it's one of those things. And we're getting into that season where, you know, the holidays are coming up. And we were talking a little bit, given all the technology and everything. And I kind of pressed for time, so I'm kind of rushing the conversation, I guess. But we were talking about Christmas music and how it basically came out the morning after Halloween. It's like, so you go to Christmas shop and buy all the discount Halloween candy, and you listen to the Christmas music while you do it. Is it too early for Christmas music? Because this is something that really super-duper pisses me off. And you guys never really talk about anything like that necessarily, but this is just one of those things that I was just so frustrated already.
Well, I will tell you my opinion. And I'll answer it with a question. Name the most popular Thanksgiving song.
Yeah.
There needs to be someone who takes the initiative and be like, you know what? I'm making Thanksgiving music. You know? I'm making fun of how white people took away Indians' land. And, you know, I don't know. But
yeah, like, there's no alternative.
There's no alternative. Yeah. You go from Monster Mash and, you know, the fun Halloween music.
Thriller.
Yeah, Thriller and all that stuff to, well, fuck, there's no music for Thanksgiving. So the next one is Christmas. And
what it is, it's greed, though. I mean, it's the radio stations can, they know some people like Christmas music and they'll listen to it. So they sell ads during those. Having worked in radio here, I know how it works. So they'll pick one station at the cluster, and they'll say, you're our Christmas station. Go.
Go. I want to hear 12 days of Christmas, 12 hours a day.
Rocking your live Christmas music marathon.
Yeah.
All 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You know, he's coming down the chimney.
I hadn't thought about this whole Thanksgiving song thing, and now I'm like, man, we need a Thanksgiving song.
Yeah, outside,
I think we could write one.
Outside of Adam Sandler, there's nothing else.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the only one that's out there. It's just the freaking Thanksgiving song.
Yep. So
something to write about.
It's just a ripoff, because there's not even any songs that are very translatable to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, what could you do?
Oh, you could do something.
Bird is the word, and that would be pretty much it.
Bird's the word. You know, like, Mama, I need new pants, you know, because you're too fat. You know, you can do some shit like that.
You can make a song about the drizzling shits.
Yeah, you could. Yeah! Talk about how the lions suck on Thanksgiving, you know?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. There's plenty of Thanksgiving themes.
We got to corner this market fast.
I know.
I think we're onto something here.
I think we are.
Do any of us have any musical ability? Because I know that I don't.
I'll tell you
this. We've done a few shows. You know, we're pretty good.
I'll tell you this.
Your wife, she sings.
Well, I don't. And I'll tell you a funny story. Before we got on this fun little interview, we were doing a mic check on our own mics. Playing my favorite little song through my phone, and we had the mics on, and I was singing it, and I was so bad that Tim actually turned my mic off.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear it anymore.
So that's how good of a singer I am.
Well, we have actually a colors contest here that we're going to actually do here in a little bit. And because of our technology issues that we're having, we are not going to be able to do it the way that we had initially planned. Uh-oh. However, we did want to ask you a couple questions right before that happened.
Sure.
And T-Mac, we haven't had a whole lot of interaction with you. We've had more with Captain Awesome. I've known each other, what, it's 4 or 5 years?
4 or 5 years now, point. Yep.
Getting there now.
Yep.
Something like that. I mean, he jobbed out to me for the first ever WIRX championship.
Right. Yeah, I've won it 4 times
since.
Took
it from me.
I've won it 4 times since, if that makes any difference.
Nice.
The only multi-time champion. only multi-time champion.
But, okay, just kind of... Yeah, to kind of get a feel for T-Mac, I know that we talked in the Phantom episode.
Wait, was he humming John Cena music? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like everybody who listens to the Table Show, which I always call it the Table Show because that's what your Twitter handle is, but the Spanish announce table.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who has listened to that or anything like that knows that you're big into MMA.
Yes.
Now... One of the things that I got to thinking is you're actually, I believe, the coordinator is what your title is?
Yep, live event coordinator is my title.
Yeah, and I was wondering, because I know that, like Jack and I, we have our own rituals and all that other fun stuff before we go on the air and whatnot. I'm sure that you get to see, like, a lot of different weird kind of things and stuff like that. And what is the most, I guess, unique or strange, weird kind of pre-fight ritual that you've seen out of a fighter, or do you even get to see, like, before the fight happens? Because I would imagine they'd really have to gear up to go out there.
Yeah, I see all the fighters pre-fight and after-fight rituals, I guess you could say. After-fight is more of just a, you know, coming down from the high of fighting someone, but the pre-fight is very, very interesting. Some of them are really... bizarre if you think about a man fighting another man. I remember we had Anthony Johnson, and he literally wanted me. So what happened is he showed up to the arena at 5:30. His fight wasn't until 10:30. And he wanted me, so he got to the arena, he got his hands wrapped, he put his gloves on, got into all of his gear, and then slept and wanted me to wake him up 5 minutes before the fight.
Holy crap.
He was like, I don't want to do anything. He goes, give me 5 minutes. I shook him. I said, can you, you know, it's time.
Let's go, the bell rang.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
Well, I was like, you know, you got 5 minutes till you fight. He stretched, he hit 2 pads, and then fought and knocked the guy out in 2 rounds. So that's weird. But then I have another guy. I've got another guy. He's out in Omaha, Nebraska. His name's Junior Hernandez. And he's what you think a fighter is. He doesn't want to see his opponent. He makes the opponent go first. If he's in the like same vicinity, like he's yelling things at him, and that's where it's like, okay. But for the most part, I want to say it's, you know, if I was putting a percentage on it, 96%, it's all just normal stuff. Just, hey, I need to break a sweat before I get out there. What am I going?
Which I'm pretty docile from what I've been back there seeing it.
The only ones that I guess people don't see and it irritates me is like their music has to hit at a certain time. They're Jesus. Like, I got to wait. I'm like, why? The bass has got to drop. It's like, are you fucking serious? You're going to fight someone.
Fine.
Yeah. If you need music to get you pumped up, maybe you're doing the wrong fucking thing.
Yeah. Or they need to be called Tick Tick Boom.
Yeah.
Instead of their name.
Right. Yeah. But for the most part, it's nothing out of the ordinary. But I will say the guy that slept literally until 5 minutes before his fight.
That's insane.
And then Junior Hernandez, who... is he doesn't even want to like the I seriously think when he's walking to the cage his eyes are closed and the first time he sees him that day is in the cage.
Nice. See, I always wondered that because I know as athletes everybody finds a way to get geared into whatever it is they're going to do, and fighting is just one of those things where I always pictured like I have to set myself up and psych myself up to go out and beat the shit out of somebody or have the shit beat out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that was just one of those things. Like, I know that, like, players like Sidney Crosby have very specific routines that they have to go into to get themselves in the right frame of mind. And I just didn't know what it was like for a fighter if you'd seen anything weird because sometimes I can't even imagine what it'd be like to go through.
There's small things that fighters want, but it's not necessarily unusual. There's some fighters that want their gloves on early so that they can get their hand adjusted to grabbing onto things or throwing punches with their gloves on. Other fighters don't want their hands wrapped until, you know, up until the next fight before theirs because they want their hands free. You know, there's things like that, but those are little things. There's nothing really out of the ordinary. Although I do remember there was a girl, and it was for an Invicta fight. I think it was Invicta 2 that I was working. And for those who don't know, Invicta is the all-female MMA organization. And she was getting irritated with another girl's just antics of just, you know, kind of psyching herself up that she hid in the closet until it was time for her to fight. Like, the closet was a walk-in closet. It wasn't like, you know, a broom closet. Right. But she hid herself in the walk-in closet until it was her time because she couldn't stand another girl that was in her corner.
I've hidden in the closet from girls a time or two.
Right?
Excellent. Well, what we're going to do right now, because we are kind of short on time with Jack having to leave us, and I do feel kind of bad, given our technical
no need to rush for me.
Kind of made that happen. What we're going to do the single most important thing that happens in the Toons universe, and that is our Colors Contest, which you guys actually do get to participate in, because technically we're calling each other and whatnot.
Yep.
So basically, I'm going to have Jack explain everything, but just so you know, as everybody knows, Captain Austin and T-Mac have really been hosting the Spanish Announce Table for nearly 70 episodes. They just published 68 last night. And as is the case with all co-hosts and podcasts, they've learned a lot about each other. So, Jack, how exactly are T-Mac and Captain Awesome going to determine who is this week's Toons champion?
Oh, God.
Well, Brian, we will put their knowledge to test by asking them both 5 questions. They will write the answers down, keeping those answers from each other. Then, after we have asked the questions, we will see if they can guess what the other answered.
Okay, good.
If they guess correctly, they get a point. If they do not, the player with the most points at the end will be named Toons Champion and win this week's prize.
Which, unfortunately, because of our technical issues, you won't get to hear what that is until you actually listen to the show later.
Oh.
However, we are calling this contest Know Your Kill. And it's really kind of based off the Newlywed Game.
Yes.
So everybody, I think, is familiar with the Newlywed Game.
Yes.
Make
it whoopee.
That's basically how it is. So basically, you're going to keep your answers from each other. That's the most important thing. Because if there's one thing that Toons Colors Contests are about, it's integrity.
Of course.
One of the three eyes.
That's all I'm about, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, we're going to ask 5 questions. Jack, did you want to ask the first question?
Oh, sure. All right. And when we ask this question, you know, you answer for yourself. So.
We're answering for ourselves. Okay.
Yeah. How many keys are on your keychain?
Don't look at my keys.
I got to look at them.
My keys are, laid out in front of us. All
right. Yeah, hold on a second.
Well, then you got to be right. You just do whatever you think the other one thinks.
Are you good?
Yep.
Yeah.
Can you count that high?
Nope.
The question number 2 is, what is your favorite non-sports or wrestling television show?
Non-wrestling or sports television show.
Of all time, currently, what are we talking about? Hello?
How many things have you ever been in?
The
wrestling show of all time.
All time, okay.
They're non-sports.
Right, and we're answering for ourselves, correct? Answering for ourselves, all right. He's going to get this one right. God damn it. Okay.
All right, ready?
I am, yeah.
Okay. What was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The fourth question is, name something that you absolutely must do before going on the air.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit. Everyone knows that. God damn it. All right, fine.
I don't know that. See, I don't really have any rituals. Let's see. I'll make it kind of easy then.
Yeah.
Something I must do.
Yeah.
All right. We're ready for number five.
Right. Of course, Brian dodges the question. He doesn't ask it, but he insists on it being asked. So this is the obligatory.
It's traditionally the last one. It's the main event, if you will.
The obligatory whoopee question, as always seen on Family Feud. In what year was it that you first made whoopee?
What year or how old were we?
What year?
All right. Fuck, I don't know. Okay. Yep.
I'm trying to remember. I remember it was...
Boom.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
That awesome. Like, so my kids are how old?
That's what I was going to say.
All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go back through the questions. Jack, you keep score because I honestly don't have a pencil here.
I'm lucky that I have one. I have my survivor kit. Okay.
Oops. So what we're going to do, I'm going to ask one of you. For your answer, but I want you to actually give us the answer for your co-host. So, Captain Awesome, we'll start with you. How many keys are on T-Mac's keychain?
Four.
All right. Now, do I answer for him?
Well, how many do you have?
I have nine.
Nine keys.
Nine keys.
What the hell do you need nine keys?
You want me to go through it? I'll go through it. All right, so here's my car. Here's my mom.
I'm married with two cars, a shed, and a bunch of shit in my garage that require keys, and I don't even have nine.
All right, so here it is. Car. Mom's house.
That's what I was counting for two.
Grandma's house.
Grandma's house.
I remember I used to live with her for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so then I mow her yard.
Uh-huh.
Dad's house.
Yeah. Split parents, right?
Yep. Sister's house.
She's sister's house? Yep. I don't even want to go near my sister's house.
Mailbox. Hold on,
yeah.
Mailbox.
Mailbox, yeah.
I don't know what that key's for. I know, I couldn't remember what that's for.
That's the secret lair.
Yeah. Our storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
We have like a storage apartment key.
Yeah.
And then my lock key that I put for my locker when I take it to the gym.
Yeah. Wow. Nine keys.
Nine keys.
Nice. Holy cow. And the funny thing is, of all those keys, because Captain Awesome was wrong, none of them are the key to his heart. Anyway, you're welcome. If we're going to do this game show host thing, we're going all out.
I like it. Now, do I answer
T-Mac,
for him?
T-Mac, how many keys does Captain Awesome have on his keychain?
Four.
I hate that guy. Okay, listen now. I own a home, right? And I have two vehicles, and I have four keys. See, I'm a minimalist.
I have keys to take care of people.
You know what? It would be five if this wasn't just a fob, if it wasn't a keyless entry.
Yep.
So I didn't count it, but I'll
1 point for me.
I'll give you the four.
All right.
Well, I mean, look, if I did this, I could make it five.
Right. Yeah.
Look at that, T-Mac.
Right. We're going to move on to the second question.
All right.
I'm starting with you, T-Mac.
Okay.
What is Captain Awesome's favorite non-sports or wrestling TV show?
Of all the time.
Of all the time. Captain Awesome. Because he knows mine. I'll just say it.
Gilmore Girls.
Yep.
You know?
Breaking Bad.
Wrong.
Shit.
Californication.
Oh, I knew that, too. You always talk about that fucking show.
Yes.
God, I hate my life.
It's on Netflix now, by the way.
Yes, it's a great show.
I know. You always talk about it.
The best season was season 3.
Yeah. Right. And you said, yeah, you always say that.
Yep.
Fuck me.
I need to watch more TV.
Yeah, it's great. It was a great show.
This All right, now for the chance to make up some ground. Captain Awesome.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is. That's right.
Ding, ding, ding. Tie game.
God damn.
So it's a tie game at this point after 2 rounds. So 3 to go. Yeah, okay. I just almost skipped right over what the actual question was. I was like, wait a minute. I missed one. Captain Awesome, you go first this round. What was T-Mac's favorite cartoon growing up?
So he's a little bit younger than I am.
By like 20 years.
Yeah, by like 20 years. Yep. I'm going to have to say something like, because I have no idea what cartoons he watched, Dexter's Laboratory?
No. That was actually a little bit later.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably too old. Yeah,
I was too old by then.
What was it?
It's Rugrats.
Rugrats. God, that was going to be a stop!
Tommy Pickles.
Damn it, I was going to stop.
I would have guessed Gem and the Hologram.
Yeah.
Powerpuff
you're
Girls.
Not girl, but Gem Girls.
All right, so, are you okay? Do you want to ask me before I answer for him?
All right, now I guess the opposite way. G Mac, what was Captain Awesome?
See, he is a little bit up. He is a little bit older than me
by like 1 year.
Yep, by like 15 years. So I was thinking black and white. I was see, and I don't know because
I have an advantage. When I was older, I knew what cartoons were out.
Well, yeah, I mean, but they don't match you really. None of them really like I feel match you.
Right.
So I gotta go kind of off the wall. I'm gonna say Tom and Jerry.
Nope.
Shit.
It was Thundercats.
Ah, oh, fuck, that was
Thundercats. Yeah.
I was just talking about Thundercats here for a little bit on Twitter earlier.
Yeah, I was big Thundercats and He-Man. All. He-Man would have been a second. Yeah.
Yeah. No shit. Would have gave you it in the second.
All right. So we're still tied at 1 each. You know, we do have a tiebreaker question if need be.
Okay, all right.
We don't need it.
All right, all right, all right.
The question number 4, and T-Mac, you're going to go first. Name something that Captain Awesome absolutely must do before going on the air.
Man, there's a million things. That's why this is hard. I'm going to say, because he literally does it every single time. He has to check audio levels.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah! Fuck yeah!
LOL, haha.
LOL, haha.
Yep, sound checks was my, what I wrote down.
He takes the brief beat at least.
Yeah, no, well, it's going to go right back to him.
Yeah.
Everyone fucking does this if you listen to our show.
Should I just say it?
All right, now the other way around.
T-Mac has to have a Reese's peanut butter cup before he goes on the air.
Yep, that is true. I had to do it today.
Ding, ding, ding.
He did it today. I might have not known it. Five. Yeah, I might have forgot, but he brought one today, just especially for your show.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. Well, question number 5 was the obligatory whoopee question. Captain Awesome, in what year did T-Mac first make whoopee?
I'm going to say 2001.
Close, but no.
1999. 1999. How old
were
you?
1999.
I was 14. See, I was.
And
giving
that's
you,
why Prince is his favorite artist.
I was saying you'd be 16, and I was giving you to 2001.
No.
I didn't give you enough credit.
Yeah.
You're a smooth talker at your young age.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, that Y2J thing got the girls all scared. You betcha.
Yeah.
Y2J. Or what was it called?
Y2K.
Y2J.
Hey, you know this guy, Chris Jericho? Where are you going? Where are you going?
No. All right, so we're flipping it the other way because I know that Jack is almost done here.
Yep.
All right, so like I said, Tim, a little bit older, so I was thinking 1970s.
Yeah, I wasn't born.
1956.
Yeah, 1971. No, I'm going to say 1997.
Close.
God damn it.
1996.
Ah, shit.
I was 15. I was 2 months away from turning 16, but it was 1996.
Shit. So we ended up tied.
What was the score?
We are all tied up.
All tied up. So we got to go to the tiebreaker. All right. The tiebreaking question is, how many states have you been in? Not flown over. Actually set foot down in this state. We're going to count airports as well. So, like, I've not been to Texas, but I've been to Dallas-Fort Worth on a layover. So.
Jesus, okay. So, like, that you've stopped in, you haven't been, you had to have gotten out of a vehicle, basically, in. Yeah?
Well, you've been in them, you've seen them.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll just go with that. As long as you've been in it, then and not flown over it. So if you drove through it, then that counts for me.
Oh my god! Oh, I gotta look at a map. Hold on. Because then, all right.
If it's easier, as long as we can establish a uniformity, then we'll just say, if you just drove to it, then don't sweat it. We'll just go with as long as you set foot in that state.
We want to do T-Max set foot in?
Yeah, like you touch the ground.
All right.
Physically.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be a little bit easier.
While we're waiting, will have to go.
All right. Nice.
All right. All right. Are you guys ready?
Almost.
Hey. All right. Yeah, he had to drop yeah. out. So we'll
that's fine. Yeah, we can kick it off. I'm ready, and I think you're ready too, T-Mac, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Who do you want to go
okay.
first?
Okay. All right. So we'll start with T-Mac. How many states has Captain Awesome been in?
I'm going to guess 26.
18.
Really?
Yep.
19.
18.
18.
18.
Yep.
Okay.
Fucking world traveler.
That's a lot of states. You're almost halfway to the...
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of trips when I was younger, and then not necessarily a lot, but some that spanned across countries. So... The setting foot in thing, you know, stopping and taking.
I think that's why maybe I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot. Because I was figuring myself at about 10, 11.
Well, I can run through them. So Utah, we stopped over for a little bit. Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, we visited all those.
Are we counting the states that we live in? I mean, one is.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even count the one I lived in. So, well, this one that I live
right.
in now.
Yeah.
Oh, and Missouri, so it would be 20, technically.
Yeah, so that's what I was doing.
Yep, 20. So Texas, basic training in tech school. Brian, you don't know that. Oklahoma, I lived in. Kansas, I live in now. Missouri, obviously, all the time. Been in California and Nevada on a trip. And that same thing, that's that whole Utah. We did it like a Western United States trip.
Oh, neat.
Maine, New York, Massachusetts was just this summer. My grandmother lives in Illinois. And we stopped in Indiana and Ohio and Pennsylvania along a trip when we were going to D.C. Does D.C. count? There's 21. And North Carolina, where my father's family used to live.
Yeah, that counts. So you have 21.
21.
All right.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, that's a busy.
And then Germany, Italy. What else? Czechoslovakia? Well, it's not that anymore. We're in the Czech Republic.
All right, name dropper. Uh-huh. We got it.
Yeah.
All right, name dropper.
Yeah.
Whew. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But that's nothing. And that's funny, because when you're in the military, you do a lot of different states.
Yep.
And that's why
I love travel.
That's why I
went to Hawaii. All right, well, Captain Awesome, how many states do you figure T-Mac has been in?
T-Mac has been in Kansas and Missouri. I know he's been up to Nebraska. I'm sure he's been down to Texas in his travels. I got to assume Oklahoma because of that. I would think Colorado he's been in for various reasons. So there's at least six. And I got to figure, due to trips and a smattering of other things, I will say 12.
Incorrect. 18.
18?
Yep.
I'll
name them.
You as well.
I'll name them. So Missouri, Kansas, obviously. New Mexico, went on a trip there. Pennsylvania, I worked there for 3 weeks in Philadelphia. New York, I've been there twice. Times Square, that kind of fun stuff. New Jersey, I spent some time there working as well. Las Vegas was a trip. Colorado, a trip. California, a trip. Texas, a trip. South Dakota and North Dakota.
I was going to say South Dakota, too.
Yep, those were both of those were for some fights. Nebraska, Iowa, Georgia, I lived in. Oklahoma, Tennessee was a trip. And Chicago, I go to every summer. So, 18.
Cool.
So, who won?
Yeah, see, now I'm, like, completely inept. Because I've been, like, I've hit Nevada and California. And try to think of all of them. Texas, Utah. So many in the Northeast.
Oh!
Let me see here.
And I drank a Milwaukee's Best in Milwaukee.
Like, basically the entire Eastern Seaboard.
Well, that's Wisconsin.
I might be up there. So I just haven't 19. Counted them. I haven't taken time to count.
So there's 19. So neither of us got that right. How do you do the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, neither one of you actually was able to pull off the legit win. You're
going
to have to call yourselves co-champions.
I don't like that.
That's me, like, screaming.
Yeah.
But I'm completely off. Like, Jack actually had to leave us.
Yeah.
However, you guys are co-champions. Not only do you both get to consider yourselves and call yourselves student champions by winning the title, but you also win a great prize, which, because of our technical issues that we've been having, I can't actually play you the clip for what the prize is, so you'll just have to tune in, or I'll tell you after we've covered.
That's a good way to make us tune in.
Yeah,
not that we wouldn't, of course.
That's what we call a hook, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations. In addition to earning the prestigious title of Tunes Champion, you win this week's amazing Callers Contest prize, a limited edition supply of Brian's belly button lint. Now I'm using limited loosely. There's a lot. Bushels, bales, really a lot. I mean, the number of blankets that could be made from this amount of fiber is staggering. Physically, I don't even know how it could fit in his belly button. It seems impossible. I bet you Carl Sagan couldn't even explain it. I find myself asking just how many sheep had to be shaved to produce this. How much cotton had to be picked. I'm just saying, there's a lot, and it's all yours. This prize may stink, but winning is the best deodorant, and you are this week's Tunes Champion.
But either way, thank you so much, guys. I also have another thing you want to actually tune into the Tunes episode for, because we actually got an exclusive clip on episode 68 of the Spanish Announce Table. You guys were talking about a potential happening. I'm not going to bring up what it is because people want to tune in to the Spanish Announce Table to find out, but involving a certain rabbit. And we actually have a spoiler, if you will, for the SmackDown episode that's coming up.
I think I get what's happening.
Involving the bunny.
I think maybe T-Mac was very prophetic, maybe?
It's very possible. It's very possible. This was actually such a spoiler that they hadn't even added the commentary into it. So I'm going to actually do a little play-by-play with it.
Okay.
Initially, we're going to do the play-by-play live, so I'm going to actually have to add that in post-production as well. But be sure to check that out. Guys, why don't you plug your stuff so everybody knows where to find you guys?
Check it out.
And then I will get you guys out of here.
All right, check us out. SpanishAnnounceTable.net is the website. There's great articles up there, and that's where you can find the show and all the links that would require you to subscribe to it. We are on SpanishAnnounceTable.net at table, or excuse me, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. We're at Table Show on Twitter, TableShow@gmail.com, which is also the account that you can use for PayPal if you want to send us a dollar. We like dollars, and we need them because we're broke. But I am at.
All it takes is a dollar.
That's all it takes. Everybody has a price, and a dollar sounds just about right. By the way, big ups to you, Tunes Brian, for hooking us up with the awesome-looking website, way better than I could have ever imagined me doing. So thank you for that.
Yes, thank you so much for that.
I am at The Awesome Voice on Twitter. He is
at Titan T-Man.
And we are at Table Show. And anything else you need to know, just use hashtag Tweet the Table, and we'll talk about it on the show.
And since I always give a fun fact, I'll give a fun fact here.
Huh.
Until World War II, tea was still used as a form of currency in Siberia. So there you go.
Huh.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, guys, I want to thank you guys so much. The website was actually fun to do for allowing me to actually help you guys with that. Because I kind of have this thing. I like to design stuff. And whenever I get the creative bug in me, I just kind of like to go to it. So not a big deal at all. Thanks for letting me be part of your show. And everybody, really. I mean, Tweet the Table, all that fun stuff, the hashtag Tweet the Table. It's kind of fun to do because I don't get to watch wrestling as much as I used to due to my hectic schedule and my work schedule and all that other fun stuff. But it is fun whenever I find I do sit to watch it to kind of look through what people are saying, listen to you guys talking, all the people that do listen to the show, see what they're thinking. Because it's fun to make jokes on people like the whole research situation. And I know I had a lot of fun the other night. I don't think that I tweeted a whole lot about it, but Stephanie's dress, she looked like a goddamn pink giraffe.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. Like, how many giraffes had to die for that?
Yeah.
it's a blast. I love you guys' show. I listen to it every single week.
Thank you.
And not just because it's on the Trending Topics Network, which I listen to all the shows.
Sure, but that helps.
Everybody should.
Yes.
But thanks a lot for coming on the show. Sorry about the technical issues that we had there. I appreciate you guys actually taking the initiative to record and do all that fun stuff that...
Oh, not a problem.
Then I'll be able to do the post-production on later.
We're the most unpaid professionals you'll ever find, sir.
It's like a union of unpaid professionals.
Yeah.
We can't even afford the dues.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, either way, thank you so much, guys. And be sure to check them out on the Trending Topics Network, all in my iTunes, all that fun stuff. They actually have links on SpanishAnnounceTable.net.
There they are, Captain Awesome and T-Mac from the Spanish Announce Table right here on the Trending Topics Network. A big thanks to them for taking over the audio recording at the point that we realized that it was really going to be hopeless with Skype. I really appreciate that assist, not only for that, but also for appearing on the show for a second time. When we come back, we're actually going to bring you the clip that was promised before the show started, and, of course, during the show. A big turn of events is about to happen in the WWE concerning a big furry thing. And as predicted on episode 68 of the Spanish Announce Table, stay tuned right here on Tunes in the Trending Topics Network. And tuneshow.blogspot.com.
Are you having a difficult time finding satisfaction? Tunes with Jack and Brian is guaranteed to leave you with a smile. Whether you're a he or a she, Tunes brings you all the easy you can handle. Wherever you want it. Whenever you want it. All you need to know is... Tunes Show on Facebook, Twitter, Skype, Gmail, even on the internet at tuneshow.blogspot.com. Why grow up when you can grow down? Tunes with Jack and Brian on the Trending Topics Network.
Welcome back to Tunes right here on the Trending Topics Network. Now, obviously, throughout the show, we actually referenced this clip that we're going to be showing right now. Obviously, since this is a podcast, we can't show you the video. However, we do have the audio from the event. On episode 68 of the Spanish Announce Table, T-Mac made a prediction concerning Adam Rose's rabbit and what will happen in a future storyline. And Toons, in an exclusive, actually obtained the following, confirming T-Mac's prediction. Let's take a listen. Obviously here, the rabbit is coming out to At the Hop, 1950s classic. He's grabbing a hold of the microphone. He's dumped his quirk. Oh, the crowd is not responding very well to this at all. At all. They don't like what he has to say. He's clearly agitated. This rabbit is pissed. He is not happy. Oh, he just called Adam Rose out. He's called him out. The clip actually ends here, which is a shame because I would love to see Adam Rose's response. I suppose we're just going to have to keep tuned in. But clearly this is going to be an issue. Hell in a Cell has already happened, so I don't know where we're going to actually see this match take place. Maybe the Royal Rumble? Maybe? Either way, thank you very much for listening to the show this week. Next week, we'll be back with Piper the DJ right here on Tunes on the Trending Topics Network. Have a great week.